Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the Sarah and Vinny show brought to you by Vinny's side piece, that little bitch. He does her every, he does her on Thursday nights. That's tonight on Alt 105. It's an hour of heavier and classic alternative music. And Vinny tells some stories from the past. Check it out tonight, 7 o'clock on Alt 105.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com's an app. You get the app, and then you can take this show and our radio station wherever you go. Around the world, Radio.com is there for you so that you can feel right at home. The little piece of the Bay Area is in your phone with you wherever you go.
We're in your pocket.
That's right. All right, here's what's happening. So I'll begin with a killer weekend ahead weather-wise. So get ready to have some fun.
I am ready.
Fun, I love it.
the first story I'll do is the University of California campuses are going to be open in the fall.
Oh,
so
great.
Very different from the Cal State University announcement last week, which says we're moving on to online instruction only for the fall. That's Cal State University's plan.
I wonder if that'll change, but I mean, that would actually be great. It would be, God, that would feel so normal. I don't know.
University of California President Janet Napolitano says that every campus will be open and offering instruction. They say that it'll be likely a hybrid, so you will have some online instruction and some in-class participation, but, and they don't know what that'll look like yet, but they have made the announcement that they want to be on campus in some way, shape, or form come fall. That includes your boy, right?
It does.
Yeah.
Too bad he just gave up his apartment.
He's almost done. So he'll commute for a minute and be done.
Right. Hopefully. I mean, he may do the full year now. He's talking. Who cares? Whatever. Yes. We'll figure it out.
Also announced this morning, this is the Chronicle, San Francisco public schools will be back in session on August 17th. And then they go on to say, well, but big questions remain. So again, this becomes like, well, our aim is to be back in class and to get everybody back here. But then as you read the article further, they're like, we're taking input and having conversations and haven't decided exactly what this will look like yet. Is this going to be half days or a week on or week off of instruction? Will there be staggered start times? So as soon as all of these articles, including like how we can get sports back, each one of these things, as soon as you start breaking it down, you realize they can't do this. This will never happen.
I know. We need that. We need a vaccine. I mean, I hate to say it, but I just feel like there's always going to be this question and that question and et cetera until something gives from a prevention standpoint. I want everyone to go back to normal too. Don't we all? Wouldn't it be nice if this wasn't a concern anymore?
Yeah.
But it is.
Yes.
And the thing is, everybody has a different level. Some people are like, fine, no problem. August 17th, my kids are going back to school. Other people are like, no, that ain't happening.
I think that each school is going to have to accept that some parents aren't willing to accept the risk and that some parents will say, we'll be taking whatever package you're putting together for the people who do not want to come back, we'll be taking that route.
Right.
And so there will be people who say, no, we're not going to, I mean, what would you say, classify ourselves as homeschooling?
That's
because
what I was
thinking.
A
different thing
I know.
Entirely. And I think you even need to be able to prove to, like, there's that's not it. It's
there's
more like
testing at different points.
Right, right, right.
You know, curriculums for that too. So
no, I think that what will happen is people will say, no, I'm not classifying as that. I'm just not willing to accept putting my kid in what could be classified as a petri dish for, right. You know, whatever's out there. No.
Well, and you know, you have to respect everybody's level of concern. I lived in your level of concern.
Yeah, I love that song.
Me too. It's you have to respect everybody's different opinion on this, because for some people, like, the kid might be perfectly healthy, but there might be a sick grandma at the house. Or I mean, you just can't really dictate how this stuff is going to go. And it's going to be really difficult to accommodate everybody's individual wishes and needs.
Well, that's
good luck, everybody.
I know that's what they're dealing with for sure. The CDC now says coronavirus, quote, does not easily spread from touching surfaces or objects. So those of you, like my family, who have designated an entire part of the house for the cleaning and entry of products into the kitchen.
Oh, my God.
Every single thing that comes into this house, Christina's out
down.
There in the garage wiping down. She won't let it come in. No way.
I hate that, and we do that, and it's so I want John to go get the food we need,
right?
But I don't want him to bring it back because I don't want to have to wipe it down. And we sit there, you know, oh boy. So now hold on though. You said we were getting conflicting reports out of the CDC.
Well, this is the conflicting report. So all along they've been telling us you got to be careful what you touch. Don't. And all these, and now they're saying it does not easily spread from touching surfaces or objects. They changed their website on May 12th with that info, but people are just noticing because, of course, they didn't make it, you know,
they
big
didn't put
announcement
out a press release.
Because, of course, it's backwards from what they'd been telling us. This is another situation.
It doesn't say it spreads easily, but it still could be there.
Well. They're saying this is another one of those things where the advice we're getting now contradicts the advice we got from them before. Back in March, they said, don't wear face masks. Now they say, do wear face masks. And the CDC admits as much. They say touching surfaces or objects is not thought to be the main way the virus spreads. We're still learning more about the virus, though. It's really tough sometimes with advice changing so rapidly. So they're right. Whenever I hear them change their advice, I think you don't even know. You don't know.
Nobody even knows.
You don't have any idea.
You know,
I'm not going to stop changing. We've got a system in place. You know, yep. Most partners in any household, they divvy up the chores, the duties. I go out and I get all the groceries, and I put them in the garage, and then she takes them from there into the house. And cleans them to her standard. And that's probably going to continue because I don't believe them. Right?
And, you know, yes. And so
I don't know what else
I keep
to
thinking
say.
About Nicole. Like, you know, her mom is, I don't know where she's at in her battle with breast cancer, but, you know, she's compromised. Mm-hmm. And you guys must have. I mean, I watch you in the studio, Nicole, and you're the cleanest person I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at home. I still do the light switches, the door handles, and then sometimes, like, my mom will just go up, start to eat, and I'm like, no, you have to wash your hands first. It's just kind of like you
She's
just kind of
germ
forget.
Police.
Yeah.
No, mm-hmm. It happens really fast. Like, even mm-hmm. when you're hanging out with people, you kind of go back to normal. It doesn't,
exactly,
you know,
because yeah.
It's so boring to think about this all the time.
Yeah.
But you have to if you want to not get it.
Yeah.
Well, you have years of habits in place yep. that aren't easily changed just because we've been dealing with this for 2 to 3 months. It's not
right.
It's not going to change everything for you
overnight,
in your
right.
head, right? How about a fast fact, everybody?
Oh, Vinny, I love fast facts.
Westerns were once so popular that in 1959 there were 30 primetime Westerns on TV. On just 3 channels.
They're really
30
cow.
Prime time West. Now we know that one of them was the big one, I think, was Bonanza.
Yeah,
that which was the one forever. That went for 25 years. Was it Bonanza?
I think it's Bonanza. What was the one? There was like a gun one.
Gunsmoke?
Gunsmoke? Was that the one that went all that? I think it was Bonanza. I think you're right.
I don't know, but there's. I know there were
but
a lot.
There were a lot of them.
I was never into the Western. I
wasn't either.
I have still to this day never seen a John Wayne movie.
Oh, I've seen the John Wayne movie, but I never got the appeal. And it's funny because I wonder if no matter what had been on TV, like if it was all, you know, ladies dancing, if that would have been so popular, because there were only three effing channels and people were so excited by this brand new technology TV, they'd watch anything that was on it. Maybe they just watched your stupid Westerns because that was all you were giving them. That's possible. I don't know why I care so much.
In-depth analysis.
Thank you.
From the Clark compound in Mill Valley.
That's what I do over here, in-depth analysis. Send me your questions. I'll give you something.
Gunsmoke?
Gunsmoke's the one?
I don't know. It's the one that I see that has the longest reign here. It's
okay.
Oh, that's actually...
It's 20 years, though. It's not 25. I'm trying to see.
Well, whatever.
And what was the other one? The Ingalls?
Oh, does that count as a Western?
Doesn't it?
Little House on the Prairie?
How could it not?
It was sort of middle America, wasn't it?
What?
I don't know. I always thought of that as being in, like, you know, the plains of Nebraska.
Well, yeah, but early America settlers, I mean.
Sure, and there were, I mean, weren't there Indians?
I don't know. I didn't really watch it. I'm familiar. I know that the older sister went blind, but I don't remember
Mary.
How.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Look,
no matter what happened to you back then, the outcome was really bad. You know, antibiotics.
Ruined it for me.
Not
planning
a thing.
To watch that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that does. It certainly is,
so
you know,
sorry.
Set on a dusty plain, right?
Yeah, you know, let the texters tell us. Is that
yes.
a, is that a Western? Sure. I don't know.
Right. Wasn't there like the Ponderosa? Was that a thing? Or was that something in Bonanza? I don't know.
I don't know.
There were 30 primetime Westerns in 1950. Thank God we weren't subject to that.
Right. Well, and I think my favorite Western, if I had to say one, would be Unforgiven with Clint Eastwood, but I just didn't. I just didn't. Oh, my
What's
God.
What's the one? What?
I just got a text from Sandy.
Oh.
She wrote,
hey,
I watched
Sandy.
A lot of them. Okay. She was into the Westerns.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Mom.
Miss you. I hope you're okay down there. Hey, what was the one with John Boy and, you know, not John Boy?
The Waltons.
Pa. The Waltons. Is that a
Western?
I don't know.
Sandy could answer all these questions for us.
Sandy?
Sandy,
Mom!
Call in. 800-400-3697. Let's get Sandy on the line.
I don't think we can manage that.
I think
that
we
right
can.
Now,
oh, my God. Yeah, we're so technologically advanced. Sandy, phone. Do it, Sandy. Love to talk to you.
I think the line's actually going to be filled up here with Scott Capurro in a couple minutes.
Yeah, that'll be the hotline. We're giving her the, you know, this is also the phone number, Sandy. Listen up.
And we'll dub Scott for Sandy anytime.
Yeah. Go ahead, Vin. What's the text number?
800-400-3697 is our text number.
3697, Sandy.
And you can hit us up with your opinion on whether or not these Westerns are in fact Westerns or whatever else.
We'd love to hear it, Sandy. So he's giving you permission this time. I think this is an exception to his normal rule where you're not allowed to have any contact with us. He just said you can give your opinion on that. So 800-400-3697. Keep an eye on that phone, Nicole. All right.
I work for Tesla, says 510. And when delivering a car to a Stanford doctor, the first thing he did was shake my hand and said, you have nothing to worry about.
Oh, my God.
What?
Stanford doctor?
Huh.
So the guy took the hand, huh?
I guess.
It is a super reflex.
It's a hard thing you're raised from early that it's a sign of respect. And
look them in the eyes, give them a firm handshake.
This is how you, when you meet someone, you make a good impression. You do this. And that's what we're taught. 408 says, Vin, you're right not to believe the CDC. They have been handcuffed and muzzled by this administration, according to actual CDC employees.
Well, there's certainly plenty of misinformation out there and people fudging numbers and, you know, just trying to get their economies back online.
Vin, the CDC was just being cautious. Yeah, look, I don't think they're trying to hurt us. I just think this is one of those things where they put out information to the best of their ability, and then when new info comes in and contradicts it, it's embarrassing, I'm sure, for them, and it's embarrassing for us to go, wait a minute, we're just dummies following anything we're told.
Right.
God.
Well, look, you know, we do look to the leaders of this country and to the, you know, we look to them for guidance. We're all just people who, you know, we're watching The Bachelor on Monday nights, for God's sake. We're not capable of caring for ourselves, let's face it. When that's a show that's popular, it's over. So, you know, we try to listen to the smart people and the people in power, and, you know, a lot of them we put there. So just doing what we can. Just
Vinny, this is from 7. Oh, I need to do this one. I've got to jump ahead. I was about to read this one about thrash metal, which is a big Bay Area thing, but I don't, I needed to do this one first. Dublin has written in. Dublin has written in and said,
and Dublin.
That's Dublin. They're the place where she went to jail. Not Danville.
Oh,
don't
Dublin.
Let Dan, Dublin has the jail where What's Her Bucket served her 11 days. Not Danville.
Listen,
get
no
it
offense,
right, Vin.
Towns that begin with D. Daly City, Danville, and Dublin. We get you confused. You know?
My mistake and my
I'm sure
apologies,
there's a Dust Bowl,
Dublin.
California, too, but we, you know... We're sorry.
I don't want to take anything away from you. You were the ones that had, what's her name?
Felicity Huffman.
In jail. Great job.
Any no calls from call Sandy yet? Any phone calls? Hmm.
No, nothing. None.
Sandy is a, you know what? She.
I'm waiting for it.
Well, she knows that Vinny will. Well, she'll hear it from
he
her.
Must
what am
privately,
I going
to
do to her?
He must have privately texted
Vinny.
Her.
Right, he did.
Don't call. Sure. Don't call.
Do not call.
Go ahead, mom, call.
You guys
don't call.
You know what? I'm being framed right now. That's not at all the case. But we are out of time. And Scott's up next. Have a good one.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.